Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 80 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 19th is list one incident in your life which knocked you down. Explain how you have experienced those things and kept moving forward. Analyze how you can learn lessons from those experiences, but not hold on to them too tightly so you can move forward. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of overcoming obstacles. One of my favorite stories of overcoming obstacles is Louis Zamperini. Louis is the subject of the outstanding book Unbroken. There's also a movie by the same name, as well as a sequel movie, Unbroken Path to Redemption, but I highly recommend the book. In fact, I listened to the audiobook, and it was one of those books that engrossed me so much I looked for every opportunity to see what would happen next. And part of the reason for that was because every time it seemed like Louis was able to overcome one obstacle, another one stood in his way. Louis grew up as an ornery boy in California in the 1920s who got into trouble with the law until he found a way to channel his enthusiasm through running. He broke a national high school record in the mile run and qualified for the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, Germany. Louis later served as a bombardier in the Army Air Corps during World War II, and he became a prisoner of war in Japan after the plane he was on during a rescue mission crashed in the Pacific Ocean. Along with the pilot, who also survived, they spent 47 days floating on a life raft in the Pacific Ocean, surviving on the meat of sharks they were able to kill with their oars. But this was just the beginning, as the men survived two more years of brutal treatment in Japanese prisoner of war camps. And especially Louis, who was targeted by a psychotic Japanese commander known as the Bird. And if you want to learn more about the many different obstacles Louis was able to overcome, you definitely need to check out the book. But here's the first lesson I'd like to point out from Louis' story. Sometimes when I think about overcoming obstacles, I get the mental picture of Rocky Balboa standing in the ring victorious over his opponent, with everyone cheering and clapping. But in many cases, and especially extreme cases, there is no glitz and glamour. It's simply survival and being able to persevere. We call it staying in the game. Just stay in the game and keep moving. There doesn't have to be big, huge celebrations and parades every time we overcome an obstacle. We just need to stay in the game. And sometimes the best response we can have, the best action we can take, is not allowing our obstacles to break us and cause us to quit. So one of the things to remember is stay in the game and keep moving forward. And the second thing is we need to use our experiences to learn lessons from our obstacles. Now, one of the keys is to not hold on to them too tightly and allow the obstacles to keep us from pursuing our dreams or keep us from living by the principles of our integrity. And that's what happened to Louis. After he survived his prisoner of war experience and returned to the United States, he got married and started a family. But during this time, he suffered horrendous nightmares about his experience. The Bird appeared nightly to torment him, and between his mental anguish and his inability to find a job, Louis turned to alcohol to try to make the obstacles he faced disappear. He was holding on to his experiences so tightly that it nearly took him out of the game. He didn't want to learn any lessons from his experiences to make him better. He wanted his obstacles to go away, and he wanted revenge against the Bird. But finally, with the encouragement of his wife, Louis discovered a way to release his grip on his past events, after hearing Billy Graham speak. And Louis's life was changed when he released his grip and found a way to use his experiences as stepping stones to become the person he was created to be. And not only did he eventually travel to Japan and forgive the prison guards who caused many of his obstacles, but he eventually founded the Victory Boys Camp to help juvenile delinquents, like he used to be, turn their lives around. So how about you? What's an incident in your life which knocked you down? How did you keep moving forward despite everything you experienced? How can you learn something from your experiences without holding on to them too tightly so you can take the next steps in your journey? Yes, sometimes like Louis, we simply need to stay in the game so we can keep moving forward. But once we are no longer in a situation of survival mode, we need to figure out a way to use our experiences without holding on to them too tightly and letting them use us. We need to do more than survive. We need to thrive on all our experiences, including the obstacles in our lives, so we can become the people we were created to be. And how do we become the person we were created to be? We stay in the game and use our experiences to write our own story and increase the impact on the people around us by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.